Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I will not wear the mask.
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 I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above.
Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, chime?
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of
His hate the work of those who follow
with my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall
sound. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmony sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the works of your
hands. Are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
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 And with that, good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQRSTV, DVXYZ people, all the butt rockers in the house, the FBI who's listening in, the NSA, Department of Homeland Security, everybody else. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warns you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us here this afternoon, Thursday afternoon. And if you're wondering where Bradley is, he is on the road. South Dakota or Michigan, I forget which one is on his schedule, but he's on the road right now. We spoke about an hour and a half ago, and I think he still had 6 or 7 hours to drive. So be in prayer for him that he gets safely where he's going to. And if you'd like to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of GCN or one of the many stations that pick us up and you'd like to jump in on the video portion of the radio show, that's right, you can see the face that's made for radio, head over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Scroll down on the right side of the page. You'll see where we're streaming right there, and just click on that, blow it up on whatever your device is, and, of course, somebody's at my house now, and, yeah, join us in that. And then right below that is the morning show. If you missed that this morning, we were speaking about the chick who's been put here on Facebook, the pushing more censorship is what she's doing, and the Corona hoax, how that's come about. Now we got the Facebook hoax and putting it all together. So if you missed that, check that out. We also have where you can sign up for our email newsletter. Please do that. Please support us in that. You get one email from us a day. We don't spam you. We don't rent your email or sell it to anybody or anything like that. You get one email from us a day, and that includes the morning show archive that I do. And this afternoon, since I'm doing the show, there's going to be a archive there as well. And finally, if you would like to help us, you agree with our message, you'd like to help us promote it, help us not only on internet and radio, but also as we do things like what Bradley's doing, going out into the states and giving our Christian constitutional heritage, calling people back to our foundations to repentance and the gospel of Jesus Christ, then there's a donate button at the top of sonslibertymedia.com. Click that and make a one-time donation. Or become a partner with us as a son or daughter of Liberty. That's a monthly partner. You get some goodies in that. You get a discount and some things as well. And we appreciate your support. In fact, we only do what we do as God leads people to provide for us to be able to do it. So as long as you're providing, we're going to be out there. And then we've got our store available as well. This week, we're highlighting Bradley's book, Grass Doesn't Work, The Rocks Do. It's normally $11, but if you purchase one of these before midnight on Saturday and use the promo code ROCKS, R-O-C-K-S, you'll get 20% off the book. So ROCKS is the promo code, get 20% off the book. That's through Saturday at midnight. Now, if you were like I have been, and you've been hearing this nonsense, it's not even nonsense, it's criminal. This Merrick Garland, this is the guy, okay? This is the guy that Republicans did what do they used to call it? In college basketball. The four points or whatever it was, I forget. Dean Smith, who used to run UNC, had that thing, and they'd run out the clock, right? The Republicans ran out the clock in putting that guy on the Supreme Court. But they couldn't seem to do it when it came to putting him in the position of Attorney General. What is that all about? And just on time, by the way, Mitch McConnell just comes through with a deal at the last minute to raise the debt ceiling. Let me tell you what that means. They say, it could have crashed the economy. Our economy is gone, folks. It's gone. You're living under illusion. We're in the last days like the Weimar Republic was. Okay? Pretty soon I'm going to have to use my wheelbarrow, scarfing up all the fiat currency that won't be worth the paper it's printed on. It's pretty close to that now. To go buy bread. If you're even able to buy it. With some of the things they're doing. But here's this guy, Merrick Garland. And we're going to talk a little bit about this. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to address what's going on here. I'm going to show you what they're saying is somehow domestic terrorism. I'm going to point you to the Constitution that's falling apart. My Constitution. This is what they say they'll uphold. I never said I would uphold it. They said they would uphold it. And I have one question, and we're going to pick this up on the other side of the break. Where in Article 3, is the judiciary branch authorized to rule in the area of what a school board is doing or not doing and how parents control that? Because it's their kids, it's not the state's kids. Where in Article 2, is there to be an execution of law in the states when this happens in a county as something that's supposed to be federal? See, this is why if I was a governor somewhere, first thing I'd do, get rid of every federal agency that occupies a building in my state because they have no business there. They're unconstitutional. The people to enforce the law are the people, the militia. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It's like the 1st of October. Happy holidays. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in and give, you know, what you think on this subject, as long as you're staying there, we're not doing Chinese buffets, so we're on this issue of Merrick Garland targeting parents for being mad and angry about what their school boards are allowing to be taught to their kids. And rightly so. But hang on, parents, because in the final segment, I'm going to address you. You're going to probably say amen to all the stuff that I'm telling you in these two segments coming up. But in the final segment, hang on, because I'm going to address you. And me, I'm a parent too. So it's not, I'm pointing my finger at everybody else. But just hang on, okay? So we get the story that's come out a couple days ago. And again, Merrick Garland was the guy they were opposing because of his Second Amendment stand. Actually, a lack of a Second Amendment stand. This guy, I mean, look at him. He looks like a weak, spineless, and he looks like he's probably been this way all his life. Weak, spineless, controlled man. That's what he looks like to me. This is from Reason.com. Taking note of a supposed spike in harassment and intimidating behavior directed at the public school officials, Attorney General Merrick Garland has instructed the FBI to be on the lookout for angry parents demanding accountability at school board meetings. How is that a crime? To demand accountability from those who are pushing pornography, pushing the pagan religion of Islam, or Gaia worship on children? How is it a crime that parents want accountability at their school boards for teaching critical race theory, pitting those with dark skin against those with light skin? How is that a crime? I wonder if Mr. Garland can explain that. Are they trying to control our emotions now? Have we gone that far down the road? that we're coming up and they're going to be saying, well, we need to give you some soma to calm you guys down so you'll chill out. Is that where we're going? It seems like that's where we're going. You are not allowed to get angry. Joe Biden, the usurper of the people's White House, is allowed to let his patience run thin with some of us. But the people are not allowed to get angry about what they're putting in our kids' minds. And again, parents, I'm going to address you in the final segment, okay? Lord willing, I'm going to address you at the final segment. So he comes on. It goes on. It says, on Monday, Garland sent a memo to the federal law enforcement agency directing it to coordinate with the nation's 14,000 school districts. This action comes after the Biden administration received a plea from the National School Boards Association, which is unconstitutional, to protect schools from the imminent threat of parents sending threatening letters and cyberbullying school officials. The association considers such activities to be akin to domestic terrorism. Well, what is this administration about? When they tell you you're not going to work unless you pump a poison into your body, is that not domestic terrorism? Mm-hmm, it sure is. You're not going to be able to get certain services. We had a report yesterday. A lady was not able, she had a life-threatening illness, wasn't able to get what she needed from the hospital because she didn't take the poison jab. Is that not terrorism? You bet your bottom dollar it is. Now, if we've got parents who are making threats to kill people on their own and stuff like that, you shouldn't be doing that. Okay? You shouldn't be doing it. That is criminal. But from what all I've seen, and I've got numerous examples, and when I do an archive today, I'm going to have all of these examples. You can see the videos. I'm going to show a couple of them today of parents who are calling out and are fed up with their school boards not representing them or their children, not abiding by their wishes. Because the school board, look, let's blow it up to what it should be. When you watch an episode of Little House on the Prairie, what do you see? Well, you see a town there, people working. You see the parents come together and they pay for a teacher to come in. And that teacher teaches all of the children. And they're all in one classroom. They're not divided up into grades and all this other stuff. They're in one classroom and all of them are learning. And that teacher is paid for by the parents of the children. And the parents hold that teacher accountable as to what she teaches. Let's extrapolate that out to where it is now. We don't have any of that. We have the state employing teachers because they got a degree somewhere from some college. Okay? We then have people that we elect over a school board that will determine what's taught to our kids, and half the time they could care less what we think about it or not. And they're willing to go along with the county or city or state, whatever the case may be, to hold our property hostage to pay for that. Everybody, even if you don't have kids, even if your kids are grown or whatever the case may be, hold your property hostage to pay for that indoctrination. Do you not have a say-so in that, parents? Yes, you do. You have a say-so in what is taught to your child. And you have a right to be righteously indignant when they are teaching your kids things that are criminal. Like LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ stuff. When they are dividing the people based off an evolutionary view of man rather than seeing all men as made in the image of God, read Acts 17, where he says he made all nations of one blood. He set their boundaries. This is the parents' role. Okay, and we're going to address that in a minute. But here's Merrick Garland. On what authority does he have to tell the FBI to go investigate claims of threats in the state? This is not something going across state lines. Nobody's threatened to blow up a building that I've heard about or shoot somebody. Maybe there have been some people who've done it. Maybe there have been people who've threatened that. I don't know. I would condemn that. But they get mad. Let me give you a couple of examples. This is one that we did here recently. Check this lady out calling out the pornography, and they won't even let her finish what she's saying. Check her out.
Kara Bell and then Marge Stone.
All right, well, I'm just thankful that y'all don't have the ability to make a mask mandate. Instead, I was going to talk about the need for a second high school, but I was sidetracked by, for the boys, pussy or the idea of pussy or the idea of pussy. A Mexican is a Mexican is a Mexican. Take her out back, we boys figured, then hand on the titties. Put it in her coin box, put it in her cornhole, grab a hold of that braid, rub that calico. You can find that on page 39 of the book called Out of Darkness, which you can find at Hudson Bend Middle School and Bee Cave Middle School. All right, not going to lie, I had to Google cornhole
That's what you want your kids to be learning about, right?
But according to Wikipedia, cornhole is a sexualist slang vulgarism for anus. The term came into the use in the 1910s of the United States as verb form to cornhole, which came into usage in the 1930s, means to have anal sex. I do not want my children to learn anal sex in middle school. I've never had anal sex. I don't want to have anal sex. I don't want my kids having anal sex. I want you to start focusing on education and not public health.
Stone, you're on.
Okay. That's right. That's right. So the chick's right on it. To call them out, this is not what they're supposed to be doing. But let me put it this way. I applaud everything she said. But, Mom, it's your responsibility to teach them. We're going to get to that in a minute. It's yours and Dad's responsibility to teach them. See, we can't just be pointing the finger at the guys who aren't doing their job when we're not doing our job. Okay? We're not doing our job. That's one. I've got tons of these. Okay? Let me go down here to this one. Now, we had Amber Redmond on a couple of weeks ago on the morning show. And Amber got herself a cartoon-sized gavel. Okay? She got herself a cartoon-sized gavel to go up against her school board and what they were teaching. And because we're running up on a break here, I'm going to play Amber when we get back. You're going to love this if you haven't seen it. And this is the stuff that Merrick Garland has to worry about domestic terrorism? Really? 1-866-582-9933 if you want to chime in on this. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on through the break and we'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 19 individuals, all but one former NBA player, face charges of insurance fraud under the NBA's health and welfare benefit plan. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Audrey Strauss, explains how much money was claimed and how much of it was paid out.
The 19 charged defendants submitted approximately $3.9 million in false claims. The plan paid out $2.5 million to the defendants.
Strauss goes on to say the alleged mastermind behind the scheme, Terrence Williams, received around $230,000 in kickbacks. President Biden spending part of his Thursday in Illinois, the president delivering remarks just outside of Chicago regarding vaccines and his Build Back Better agenda. This is USA Radio News. New details are being released regarding an 18-year-old who's being accused of pulling a gun during a fight inside an Arlington, Texas high school.
The family of the young man who allegedly injured four people, including his teacher when he opened fire at a Texas high school, claimed the 18-year-old had been bullied. Timothy Simpkins, a student at Timberview High School in Arlington, Texas, was charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after turning himself in Wednesday afternoon. Simpkins is being held on a $75,000 bond. All victims in the hospital are expected to survive. When asked about bullying allegations by some parents, school spokesman Donald Williams said the Mansfield District is conducting a full investigation. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Two New York City lawyers charged with throwing Molotov cocktails at cops during the George Floyd protests last year are due in court later today. The two are expected to plead guilty and work a deal out with prosecutors. USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, here's another lady. This is Amber Redman. Again, we had her on the show. I'll have the links up in the archive later on this evening. But here's Amber. Now, check her out. For you guys who can't see, and you're listening by way of the radio, Amber calls in the big gun. She brought her own gavel to gavel down those who want to shut her up for speaking out for her kids. Here she is.
From Eaton County, and after Ms. Redmond is Ursula Everill from Delta Township.
All right, I am here with a letter as well, which I will put my life on. Has a lot more support than the first letter you heard. I'll deliver it to you as soon as I'm done. I expect copies to be given to every one of these administrators and board members. As concerned community members of the Grand Lodge Public School District, over the past year we have experienced the board's inability to adhere to the wishes of the majority of parents and other concerned citizens on many topics surrounding our community. Throughout 2020 and thereafter, many feel the board did as they wanted while ignoring the clear desires of the majority of their constituents. With the firing of the previous superintendent came other concerns. The board's response to this was to take a minority base of a few hundred strongly agenda-driven voices in a community of over 31,000 people with no widespread data or input to form the Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Committee and have it facilitate fundamental changes in our schools. The committee itself is biased and one-sided, and it has been advised by a racist fanatic, Dorinda Carter Andrews, at taxpayers' expense, who was never vetted by this board or the community. If she was vetted by the board, based on her alarming public content, we would all strongly question this board's motives. The majority of the parents in the community have no idea of the EDIC's existence, much less were given the chance to have any input on it, as it was inadequately announced to the community as a whole. The committee is not a true widespread representation of the district's views due to lack of equal involvement, as members are primarily school staff and community activists, and a few of you board members as well. There's no real data or statistics backing up the claims of widespread and rampant racism in Grand Lodge. The EDI report and recommendations presented to the board in June 2021 does nothing to actually rectify any of the racism concerns that were presented in the Metcalf testimony, which has been the board's only basis used in this decision making. It does, however, promote division and a political narrative that most of the community does not want exerted on our kids and staff. The issues originally concerned with would be better rectified with better disciplinary procedures within the administrative hierarchy, as we've seen evidence of those lacking severely with no action taken against.
Now keep in mind, this is a woman that probably is going to be targeted by the FBI
on Facebook and in a board meeting
under this Garland character.
We strongly recommend the Grand Lodge School Board vote no on implementing any of the EDI recommendations and vote to dismantle the EDI in its entirety immediately. The EDIC promotes many topics political in nature, as well as sensitive to many families, which are best learned and talked about at the home with parents, not in a public school. Many of the recommendations border on legal issues, which will surely bring the school more lawsuits, including hiring based on skin color, promoting sexual ideologies, and teaching discrimination to children and staff. The recommended actions of this committee will cause further strife and distrust within the community, as there is a large portion who disagree with it on many levels. Through this past year, the board has consistently ignored what the majority of parents wanted for their children, which has brought our community to a breaking point. To continue to do this would not be good for the school or the community you swore an oath to serve. Many parents are fully prepared to pull their kids out of the school system to ensure their children's well-being and safety. The board forces this on our children and staff.
Which they should do anyway.
We are also prepared to file lawsuits to hold the school and board accountable to the fullest extent of the law for these harmful and discriminatory practices, shall they be implemented. In only a few days...
Now they're trying to shut her up.
In only a few days...
Watch this.
200 staff...
Glorious.
...were gathered opposing the EDI. That's only a couple of days.
Quiet! Get out of here with us!
There are many more...
And here she goes. She got the Elmer Fudd hammer out. Okay, all right. She got the Elmer Fudd hammer out because they were trying to gavel her. Good for you, Amber. Good for you. And Amber is one of these kinds of people that apparently Merrick Garland thinks he has some kind of authority to tell the FBI, the unconstitutional FBI. They're nowhere in our Constitution. There's two law enforcement people mentioned in our Constitution. The president, to make sure the laws are faithfully executed, and the militia. That is the people. Able-bodied men, let me make it more clear. Able-bodied men. I know some of you women want to be in it too. I get it. Maybe you could handle it and all, but in the past, men are to be the ones to protect women. We just talked about this Sunday at church. Men are to be protectors. And some men in our society have forgotten how to be that. They can't even be providers, let alone protectors. So here she is. I got one more that I want to play. All right. These are the people that the FBI and Merrick Garland, all these people think are domestic terrorists because they're calling out the school boards and they're telling them, you're going to do right by us and by our kids or else. OK, this is 2009's Miss California. Remember the chick who got the question about same sex, quote unquote, marriage? Remember that girl and she caught all kinds of grief for it? Carrie Bowler. Well, here she is. Listen to what she has to say, and I'm sure she's falling on this domestic terrorist list as well.
My name is Carrie Bowler. You see my shirt, it says Mama, and I'm a mama bear, and I know there's a lot of mama bears here tonight, and no one's going to mess with our cubs.
Right.
So you know. I'm a resident of Encinitas, born and raised San Diegan, and tonight I'm simply here to tell you to unmask our children. We're done begging. In fact, we're done asking for permission.
That's right.
We are going to be unmasking our children today.
That's right.
The pandemic is over. The parents are done. We're done asking you, public servants, for permission. We are done. You can all wear your masks. In fact, you can wear two masks and three masks. You can wear gloves. You can have plexiglass. You can do whatever you need to do to keep you safe. But we, the parents, believe we have a choice for our children. And I don't know who you think you are, that you think that you have more of a say than us, the parents, mm-hmm. and our doctors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who any of you think you are. I really don't.
That's right.
It ends today.
That's right.
We are declaring our freedom tonight. We do not consent to the lies, fear-mongering, and abuse. You all know it's abuse. This is tyrannical leadership, poor leadership. None of you are willing to stand up for our children. This is why we are all here tonight, because we're fed up. We're done asking permission. We're done playing games. The pandemic is over. We are done, Andre. We're done.
That's right.
See the chairs that you're sitting in? We own those chairs.
Mm-hmm.
See these lights? We pay for the lights, mm-hmm. not you. And I want to let you know, Emily, you're up in 2022. Greg, you're up in 2022. Marla, you're up in 2022. And Jody, you're up in 2024. I know that myself, I would love to run for school. I know many, many mothers. We're not going to replace all of you. So I'm going to promise you tonight that I will campaign against you. I will fundraise against you. And I will make sure that none of you ever serve in a public space ever again.
That's right.
The time is
up. Amen. Well, there you have it. I mean, these are some of the kind of people that Merrick Garland and the FBI are targeting as domestic terrorists. You say, where do they get the idea to target upset moms? I've got some dads in here too. We've got a whole group of people who ran their school board out of the room and then elected a new school board and got rid of their mask mandate right there on the spot. I'll have that in the archive. You can see it later on if you haven't seen it. Well, we go back to January 22nd. And this is where it started with domestic terrorists as the people who just went up to support President Trump and the election process. And they wanted it to be fair and transparent, which they didn't get. And then they got hoodwinked into a trap. I don't know any other way to say it. Okay? And in this piece out of WNCT, Biden orders review of domestic violent extremism threat. That was in January. Then we go to June the 14th. Background press call by senior administration officials on the national strategy for countering domestic terrorism. Mm-hmm. This has come a long way. This is not just here this year either. In fact, we saw back in August, the federal government is coming up with some ominous new definitions for what constitutes domestic terrorism. Check this out. Potential terrorist threats are from opposition to COVID measures. If they want to lock you down, they want to strap a mask to your head and padlock it to you. If they want to pump all kinds of poisons, doesn't matter how many they are, into your body, into your kids' bodies, you might be trouble. Claims of election fraud. Belief Trump can be reinstated. That you might be a domestic terrorist. 9/11 anniversary and religious holidays. If you remember 9/11 as for what it really should be, your government turning on you, and using it to implement the most tyrannical legislation, which is non-law, is pretended law, just like King George was putting on us, in the history of our country. Or if you have a religious holiday that you want to celebrate, like Christmas or Easter or whatever you're going to celebrate, you could be a potential terrorist. And all of that stemming back from documents that we found that labeled 72 types of Americans as potential terrorists. I'll hit some of those real briefly when we come back. And when we come back, I'm going to go to the scripture, which is our foundation, as to how we can get rid of all of this in the first place. And that responsibility is on us as parents. 1-866-582-9933 if you want to call in. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back with final segment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the faith that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment here. If you want to get a call in, 1-866-582-9933. All right, real quickly, let me hit a couple of these things that I mentioned before. Now, this was several years ago. We found this out in actual documents coming out of the military of people that they wanted to target. I'm just going to hit a couple of these. Those that talk about individual liberties, those that advocate for states' rights, hear, hear. Down in the South, we definitely advocate for that. Those that want to make the world a better place, well, I guess that could fall on a lot of D.C. politicians who say that's what they want to do, right? Those who say the colonists who sought to free themselves from British rule. Yeah, if you point to your founding fathers, if you're anti-homosexual, if you're anti-immigrant, well, most of us are not anti-immigrant, we're anti-illegal immigrant. If you're anti-Muslim, I'm not anti-Muslim as much as I am anti-Islam. It opposes itself before God. It's a stronghold that must be torn down. If you're part of the Patriot Movement, if you're a member of the American Family Association, the Family Research Council, members of all kinds of different things, if you're opposed to Agenda 21, if you're concerned that there's FEMA camps, you might be a domestic terrorist. A militia, or if you believe in the militia or the unorganized militia, the general right-wing extremists, any of this stuff, okay? And there's 72 of them that we've got listed here. But take a look at this, and then I'm going to go right to what we need to hear as the people. We need to hear this. Here's what he did. He sent off a letter, Merrick Garland. Apparently, they couldn't even put his name in the from section. He had to sign his name in there. My goodness. Anyway, sending it to the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation,
the Executive Office for U.S. Attorneys, Assistant Attorney General, Criminal, all this other stuff. And he says there's been a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, threats of violence against school administrators, board members, teachers and staff who participate in the vital work. No, it's not vital work. It's not. Of running our nation's public schools. It's not the nation's public schools. It is the parents' schools. Let's get it right. We are not a nation. We are a union of sovereign states. Go read the Declaration of Independence to form a more perfect union. Not a nation, but a union of sovereign states. We didn't give up our rights. We created the federal government. It didn't create us. Okay? While spirited debate about policy matters is protected in our Constitution, that protection does not extend to threats of violence or efforts to intimidate individuals based on their views. Well, I agree, it doesn't. But where are the threats? I want to know where these threats are. This coming from parents who, like Miss California, who said, we're going to come after you and we're going to replace your seats. We're going to take over. Now, that's a threat to take over your seat and kick you out. And so what do? Well, they're going to all of these unconstitutional agencies. One of the reports I got up said the ATF was involved in some of this stuff. Okay, here it is. This comes to remarks from the Justice Department. And I know it's going to be hard to see because I have to blow it up here. But he acknowledges we have representatives of the FBI, the ATF, the U.S. Marshals Service, the Executive Office for U.S. Attorneys, along with representatives of the National Security Division, Civil Rights Division, the Criminal Division, and the Office of Justice Programs. This is who he's pitching this to, all of these unconstitutional agencies and all these unconstitutional agents. All right? That's how he's going to use it to push against you. Should you fear? No, you shouldn't fear. Nor should you say, well, this is just going to be the way it is. They're just too big and blah, 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 blah. Well, what would David have done if he'd have walked out there and said, Goliath is just too big? He would have cowered in fear like the armies of Israel were over one guy. He was a big guy. He would have never gotten the job done. So I don't want to put you there. So let's start at the beginning. Deuteronomy chapter 6. And you hear me tout this time and time and time and time and time again, especially on Wednesdays, right in the core Wednesdays in the mornings. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Now he's primarily speaking to fathers here, the heads of households. The commands of God are to be in our hearts, dads. First and foremost, in our hearts. And then he says, and you shall get a public school system to indoctrinate your children differently than what I told you to do. Is that what it says? Is that what it says? No. It says, thou, you, shall teach them diligently, what? The commands that are in your heart that I gave you. You shall teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign on thy hand, and thou shalt be as frontlets between thine eyes. See, this is the difference between those who are under the beast system. They'll follow the laws of the beast. They'll be part of their work. They'll be part of what they think. But for the child of God, it's the law of God. It's the commands of Jesus Christ that are to be in our hearts and in our minds and how we work out things. And he goes on and he says, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. So why are you to teach these things to your children? Well, you go back to like Psalm 78. We're to remind them of the wonderful works of God, how God has worked in the past, and now you're to remind them of how God works in your life now, that he's not just the God of the past. You know, the patriarchs and of Jesus and the apostles, he's my God. And in the covenant community, we teach our children that he is their God. And too many people aren't doing that. And they're not teaching them the commands of God. Oh, just trust Jesus so you don't go to hell. We can all go to heaven together as family. Well, that's a nice thought. I'd like to see that in my family. But the fact of the matter is we're to teach them his commands. Let me give you a couple of examples. We got Timothy. Timothy has a Greek dad. He's got a Jewish mother. And Paul recounts that Timothy has been made, has been prepared by the Lord through means to the setting apart where the presbytery laid hands upon him and set him apart. And this is how he praises his family. This is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, verse 4, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which first dwelt in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. So what is Paul doing? Well, he's referencing the fact that Timothy's dad evidently wasn't a believer, okay? And he wasn't teaching him, but guess what? Mom and grandma were teaching him. And they taught him the scriptures. And he was wise in the scriptures. Let me take you to a few more. Because, see, we can point to all these other people as to what they're doing is wrong, but it's usually because we've dropped the ball. And we got to get our stuff right first before we address them. Ephesians 6:4. Fathers. It's the word for parents in the Greek. Do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Let me ask you something. How are you going to do what Deuteronomy 6 says, or what Ephesians 6 says here, verse 4? How are you going to do that if your kids are in an indoctrination center run by the state unconstitutionally, regulated by the state unconstitutionally? How are you going to do that if they're in there for 8, 9, 10 hours a day? How are you going to do that? You're not. You're just not going to do it. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he's old, he will not depart from it. Let me ask you something. People who've been in the military, when you go into boot camp, do they just say, hey, we're not going to train you here. We're going to send you down the road to the Walmart and let them train you there to be a greeter so that you can come back here and fight on the battlefield? How many people do that? Nobody does that. Yet parents who are commanded of God to teach their kids the commands of God so they won't forget God, so that they will obey him, will send their kids off to the enemy to teach them. See, it starts with us, folks. We're always the solution here. We really are. The problem is we've sinned against God and we're in need of repentance. The people who call themselves Christians are the ones in need of repentance. We really are. There are numerous passages I could point to. Proverbs 13:24, whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. How are you going to do that if your kid's away from you all day and you're working all the time? Don't know how you're going to do it. You're going to have to find a way to repent and move towards the light. 6 a.m. in the morning, we'll see you, Lord willing. Adios.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.